Located approximately 10 miles north of Spanish Town is the first free village in Jamaica, Sligoville. We explore the history of this important community in today's program. In 1833, the Emancipation Act was passed in the British House of Commons with the intention that full freedom would be granted on August 1, 1834. However, when the 1st of August came, the slaves found out that the act stipulated a period of apprenticeship to last 4 to 6 years. Then Governor of Jamaica, 2nd Marquess of Sligo, decided that he would grant full freedom to the slaves on his plantation. A decision was taken to help the freed people become fully independent following emancipation. Baptist minister Reverend James Mercer Philippo played a major role towards assisting the former slaves by purchasing acres of land in July 1835.
Reverend James Mercer Philippo, who was a Baptist minister, decided in 1835 to assist the freed people to establish themselves once emancipation came, to be an independent peasantry. And so he bought 25 acres of land, and he established that land into what was called a free village, where freed people could sort of live an independent life away from the plantation.
Professor of Social History at the University of the West Indies, Vereen Shepherd. The 25 acres of land purchased by Reverend Philippo was named in honor of Governor Sligo. The establishment was called Sligoville.
What Sligo did was to buy the 25 acres, but then to sublet to the formerly enslaved people. So Henry Lunan was the first freed person to actually purchase land in Sligoville. Even though the governor freed enslaved Africans on his two plantations, Kelly's and Cocoa Walk, what used to be St. Dorothy, we have to remember that he also got compensation money for the enslaved people on those properties.
Despite the fact that the ex-slaves on Sligo's property did not go through apprenticeship, the Baptist minister and missionaries assisted them to live an independent life following emancipation. Establishing Sligoville as the first free village was a major step towards enabling the ex-slaves to live independently. The community represented a life away from the plantation.
Free villages represented a kind of escape from plantation life. Not that some of them didn't work on plantation and then return to their free villages, but at least they didn't have to live on the plantation and associate their lives with slavery in the way they had done before. So I think that free villages were very significant. They were established like villages. There was a communal spirit. There was a communal church because, you know, they were established by missionaries.
Following the establishment of the Sligoville Free Village, other free villages were developed across Jamaica.
There was Kitson Town in St. Catherine. There was also Sturge Town, Victoria Township, and Castle Town. In Portland, we had Cedar Valley, Bell Castle, Happy Grove. And so they were all over the island. And it was a way of really allowing enslaved people to try to develop some autonomy outside of the context of the sugar plantation. They were all over the island and represented a refuge for the enslaved people who otherwise would have to try to fend for themselves on little pieces of land or live on the plantation and have to pay rent and all of this.
As we celebrate Emancipation Day on Saturday, August 1, we can take the time to reflect on some of the persons who assisted the enslaved population to own a piece of the rock.
Henry Lunan, Robert Talbot, William James, James Henry, Louis Harvey, Elizabeth Francis, and all the others who, through their own agency, helped themselves too by ensuring that they could afford this little piece of land. Land is very important because under slavery, they only had customary rights to the land.
Professor of Social History at the University of the West Indies, Vereen Shepherd. It's also important to learn from the past by preserving our material culture. Preserving our material culture will help us to connect the past to the present.
Human trafficking is a serious thing. Empty promises
is not a game thing and a ring ding. Beware! Human trafficking, modern day slavery, a worldwide criminal activity.
What you gonna do? What you gonna do about it?
Spot them, stop them, expose them.
Them are destroying the youths. Exploitation in our nation. Open up your eyes.
National Task Force Against Trafficking in Persons.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.